The word today is darkness. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Doug Schrader. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. As such, he came to bring people out of animosity, anger, ignorance, confusion, and lack of significance into the light of God's love, peace, and joy. It is important for us to receive Jesus as this light. And here to help us consider this is Bible educator Doug Schrader on The Word Today, Darkness.
I remember once, many years ago, maybe 15, 20 years ago, when I was near a river in a rural area, and I decided to go down by the river and to spend some time listening to the rushing water of the river at night. I drove down there, turned off the car's lights and engine, and I stood on the bank of the river in the darkness listening. And over time, instead of feeling relaxed, I became a little bit more tense and uptight. You see, I grew up in a city where there was almost always light. Lights from streets nearby or lights from buildings that were close by. And it was unusual for me to be in a place where there was almost perfect darkness, where it was no light handy for you to see close by. Well, that's an unusual thing. Many of you maybe have grown up in rural areas where there are not a lot of lights and you're much more comfortable with darkness. The text we're going to think about is talking not, however, about physical light, but about spiritual light and about spiritual darkness, that being alienation from God, ignorance of God, opposition to God. This darkness is discussed in John chapter 1. It's one of my favorite passages, and it talks about Jesus coming into the world as the light from God. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning." So in other words, Jesus is called the Word here. "Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world." And now in reference in verse 10 to Jesus, it says, "He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children not born of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." So as we consider this topic of darkness, it becomes evident that Jesus was intentionally sent into this world because there is a spiritual darkness that is present due to sin. This darkness can take several different forms, and it manifests itself different ways. For instance, there is the darkness of discord. In verse 11, it shows that Jesus was even subject to this kind of discord when it says, "He," Jesus, "came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him." Just imagine how crazy this thought is, that you are the creator of this world. You populate it with creatures that you love and have made and fashioned and shower your blessings upon. And then you see them going astray and you see them in darkness. You decide that you will send your own son down. You will send him in the form of a human so that he can relate to them, so that he can help them. And instead of receiving this perfect human, they reject him. And it is discord and dissension with Jesus. Can you imagine this? See, the problem was Jesus was so perfect that he showed all of the sinfulness of the people around him. That's one of the reasons why the people that were hung up on their own piety or their own religious practice, the individuals who thought that you get in good with God by trying to earn your way to eternal life, they had problems with Jesus because he kept showing their hypocrisy. He kept showing their sinfulness. And that's also the reason why the people that were really blowing it in life, the people that had so many mistakes and were sinful, saw Jesus didn't condemn them. Instead, he welcomed them and forgave them. Well, no wonder there was this discord from people's different reactions to Jesus. It was all part of the sinful darkness. There's another kind of darkness in sin that we have to deal with, why Jesus came to this earth, and that's the darkness of spiritual confusion. People that don't understand God's will, people that don't see God's purposes. This is mentioned in verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not understood it, has not comprehended it. This confusion can take several different forms. For instance, why are there so many different religions in the world today? Well, God wired humans, God created humans with a need to worship something, with a need to express our spirituality. And if we refuse to acknowledge the Creator, the true God, this hardwired predisposition to worship is going to express itself some other way, and our belief will be put in something else. And so humanity in its sinfulness has devised all kinds of deities and all kinds of religions instead of acknowledging the true one. In fact, some of that's mentioned in Romans chapter 1, where it says, instead of acknowledging the Creator, they started worshiping and serving the created things. And so one form of false worship is to worship objects, to worship part of the material universe, instead of the God who made it all. There's another sign of confusion in our world today, and it's called syncretism. The word syncretism means a mashing together of things, a forcing together of things that don't go together. In fact, there is a bumper sticker that has become popular in North America that says coexist. And the letters for the word coexist are made up of symbols of different religions from around the world. Many people think this is such a high intellectual thing to say, oh yes, all religions are seeking the good and all religions are acknowledging some form of deity and we're so high-minded as to support all of it. Actually, it's a tremendous ignorance on their part. These people in their arrogance assume that they know better, but in reality, these religions are at odds with each other. And if these individuals actually knew something about these religions, they'd realize very quickly that they are incompatible, much like oil and water not mixing. Some of these religions don't acknowledge a personal God. Instead, they say there's only impersonal forces. Some of these religions say that you have to earn your way up to some level of heavenly bliss. Other religions say that it is a gift. You see, there's such glaring contradictions. Someone is right and someone is wrong. And a lot of times people are too afraid in a politically correct environment to say you're wrong and to say it lovingly. Well, okay, I'll say it. Many people are absolutely wrong. There is only one source of truth, and that is the Bible. There is only one God, and that is the God portrayed in the Scriptures. There is only one Messiah, only one way of redemption and salvation, and that is through Jesus Christ. And you can't just slosh all these different nebulous religious ideas together and expect to get the truth. Like I often say, there is only one means of salvation, and that being through Jesus Christ. But it is available universally. There is no bias here. There is no bigotry. There is no animosity. It's an open gift to all people. Everyone is invited to come. In the same way that if you wanted to go to your home and you were away from home, there is only one correct path that will lead you right to your home. You can't go east, west, north, or south in order to get home. You have to go toward your home. In the same way, the Scriptures teach us plainly, Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He lightens the way, the path toward eternal life and toward God. And there is no other source of light to be found. And so, many people, as a result of this darkness and confusion, many of them then don't have any ultimate hope or ultimate purpose in their life. That's what the point of John's first chapter is, that Jesus came to dispel the darkness. So the answer for hostility between people or hostility toward God and the answer to spiritual confusion is in the glory of Jesus Christ. The glory of Christ, that is, His brightness, His light. The glory of Christ is that He came to redeem us through His suffering and death, a free gift of God. He came to His own, and some didn't receive Him, but to everyone who did receive Him, they're given the right to be called a child of God. And that's what I'd like for you. I'd like for you to receive Jesus Christ, to put your faith on Him so that you can become a child of God. What a beautiful thing to have a truce between you and God, to have light for your path and purpose for your life. That's what Jesus brings. He is the light of the world. He is bringing meaning and significance and joy and peace to you. He wants you to have this. You don't have to live in ignorance and darkness and fear. You can have the light of Christ and have salvation in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled The Birth of Christ. It gives the gospel message in its simplest form. A baby was born in Bethlehem, and nothing has been the same since. Ask for your free copy when you write to us at The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.